Welcome to the Oaks Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara, and we are diving into the Los Angeles Chargers. Added Khalil Mack, Gerald Everett, re-signed Mike Williams, drafted Zion Johnson. It's an offensive lineman in the first round. Drafted Isaiah Spiller in the fourth round. Going to run back a pretty good team. I was thinking about this team earlier today as, you know, I was kind of preparing this show. And one thing stuck out to me. It's like, well, what do they have? They've got like they have two of the elite, most expensive positions really locked down: left tackle and Rashawn Slater, and quarterback and Justin Herbert, with cost-controlled contracts that almost instantaneously makes you a Super Bowl contender. And what do you see? Like, they've added key pieces like that allowed them to bring back Mike Williams at 3 for 60. It allows them to bring in J.C. Jackson at corner. It allows them to bring in Khalil Mack, right? You look at the, you know, the five real premium positions, right? It's offensive tackle, quarterback, wide receiver, cornerback, and edge rusher. And all of a sudden, like, they have two of them fixed. They were able to re-sign their guy at wide receiver, and then they're able to bring in help at both corner and edge rusher. So I think it's a really interesting and really good team because they, of course, when you have a quarterback like that and when you have an offensive tackle like that, all of a sudden you have a lot of potential, right? You do have a lot of potential and a lot of flexibility. So really excited for the Chargers. Would be surprised if we didn't see them play for a Super Bowl in Herbert's rookie deal, based on the way that this is kind of going. But really over the next 4 years, I would say, kind of once the extension really starts to kick in. Plays per game last year, they ranked ninth at 65.3. They were fourth in dropbacks per game at 43.6. 20.6 design rushes per game, that's 25th. Design pass rate as 65.1%, that's fourth. They ran the fewest seconds per play, that's 26.1, so playing at tempo. Behind the line of scrimmage, 31st. So not a ton behind the line of scrimmage. A lot of stuff in the short game, that's third. You kind of think, hey, Keenan Allen, right? There's some Eckler stuff there as well. The medium range of the position, 15th. 27th in deep, in percentage of their passes, it's deep. So that's one that I look at and you're like, wow, like that could and probably should be a lot higher with a guy like Herbert at quarterback. So we'll see if maybe they get some out of that. That's been a frequent criticism of Joe Lombardi, their offensive coordinator. 7.4 yards per attempt, that is 10th last year. Touchdown rate was 5.6%, that was 8th. Their combined sack and scramble rate was 9%, right? That leak rate, that's 22nd. So again, lots of dropbacks, not a lot of them wasted. That's pretty nice, right? when you're thinking about offensive value in the value of their plays, it's just really, really high. There's not a lot being wasted on stuff not going to their offensive weapons. 4.2% sack rate, that ranks 29th. 27.6% of attempts were on play action, that was 13th. And they were at 8.9 yards per attempt. That's a 29.5% improvement. That's good for a 14th ranking in terms of improvement. So pretty good number there. Again, if you're about 30% over your yards per attempt on play action versus non-play action, you're doing A-okay. 6th in running back routes per dropback. They had 12th in running back targets per dropback. 18th in wide receiver routes per dropback. They were 14th in targets per dropback. 11th in tight end routes per dropback. 14th in tight end targets per dropback. 2nd in red zone volume. Pretty even split down there. 49% red zone rush rate. 16th, so right in the middle there. 77% of their rushes in the red zone were running back rushes. That is good for the 19th highest. So again, there's some stuff with Herbert running down there as well. So all in all, like a lot of volume, a lot of opportunity down there that makes for a really high-end fantasy opportunity for these guys. And that showed up. Top 9 across the board at the skill positions, 26.1 in running back expected points, that's 8th, 40 expected points per game for the wide receiver position, that's 7th, 14.2 expected points per game for the tight end. That is ninth. PFF pass blocking grade, they were 17th in pass blocking, 11th in run blocking. Herbert, you look at him, fourth in expected points per game, fourth in touch and actual points per game. He ranks second in attempts per game at 39.5. 5,014 yards. His expectation was 45.17. So again, almost just short of 500 yards over expectation. Pretty good clip there. It's a good improvement. Yeah, you're more than 10% over expectation there. So that's a really good number there for Herbert. He's a good quarterback. Really good quarterback. Eckler's a little on the lucky side of touchdown variance. He had 8 touchdowns on 3.9 expected receiving touchdowns, right? So basically doubled up his receiving expectations. He had 12 rushing touchdowns, and that was at a 9.3 expected rushing touchdown. So even if you look at it, you're like, all right, 13 touchdowns in 16 games. Like you're basically looking at just short of a touchdown per game. And he went over a touchdown per game. You know, he went 20 total touchdowns in 16 games. He missed the one game with the COVID. I think it was a positive or whatever he was on the list. It was a COVID game that he missed. Third in points per game, sixth in expected points per game. Again, he just missed out on finishing his running back. Well, I mean, he was within shouting distance. If he played one more game, he's really close to finishing his running back one behind Jonathan Taylor. So, Derrick Henry was higher than him in points per game, but he missed all that time. So, Eckler is an elite fantasy producer. He belongs on the list of guys that could do it. Like, I think, honestly, people will look at a guy like DeAndre Swift and kind of dream up and envision what Austin Eckler is. And, and Austin Eckler is right that kind of in his prime. I was having a conversation with Chad actually this past week when we were discussing, I don't think I made the show, but what's the difference between Eckler and Aaron Jones and why are they such a big difference? I think that's a pretty, that's a pretty interesting and honestly, it's a good question. There's probably an arbitrage opportunity in there. One other thing of note, I am covering the Chargers for football guys. I will say this. I think that as of right now, I'm recording this on the day before it releases it. So I'm recording this on August 19th. I do think that if the game started for real tomorrow, that Josh Kelly's the injury way guy. He has been better. It's not hard to be better. I don't think he's that good, and he hasn't really been that good in his career, but I do think that he has been he's the lead guy as of right now. So for what that's worth, I think Isaiah Spiller still is probably the longer term guy there, but I do think at this point there's a pretty good case to be had that Josh Kelly, if Eckler went down, would see the first opportunities. Some notes that I have here on the wide receiver position: 150 targets last year for Keenan Allen, 122 for Mike Williams, both played 16 games. Expected points per game for Keenan Allen is actually ninth. And actual points per game was 12th, 21st in expected points per game for Mike Williams, 17th in actual points per game. So he overproduced, Allen slightly underproduced. When you look at Mike Williams, higher yards per route run on a lower expectation, Keenan Allen actually underproduced his expectation. So I wonder if there's not a little bit of aging there going on. Targets per route run, he was actually targeted on a higher percentage of his routes. He was at 87th percentile compared to 78th percentile for Mike Williams. Yards per route run, Mike Williams, top 10% guy. Keenan Allen, top 20% guy. So those are the big things there. I think Gerald Everett as well as a watch. Donald Parham's dealing with an injury. So those are really the things. I'm not super interested in Josh Palmer really at this point. I think he's I just tend to think that he's overvalued. I think people are super excited about, you know, his route running and all that stuff. I kind of struggle to see it. Like, he would need to take a massive leap forward and them to kind of cut bait on Keenan Allen. I guess it's not like the most far-fetched thing, but I kind of struggle to see that happening. I guess that's really what people are pulling for. I am not really a believer that that's going to happen. Herbert's 103 in Dynasty at quarterback 3. Him and Mahomes are actually tied with the same median here over the past month. When you look at those guys in, when you look at actually the actual underdog ADP, Herbert comes in at second. So that's ahead of Mahomes, which is, again, he's got a better set of weapons. I think that is probably true. Eckler, running back rank 3 at underdog. He is running back 8 in terms of RDP. Again, when you compare it to some of the other guys, like, it's an interesting case versus a guy like Aaron Jones, for example, who, when you look at his, again, I think that the situation can consolidate around Aaron Jones maybe a little bit more than you might think with some of these other guys. When you look at Aaron Jones, he is at he's actually at 10th in terms of underdog ADP compared to 3rd for Eckler. So I guess that would be where the difference is. There's a big difference that opens up in RDP. It's a 3-round difference. Aaron Jones is at 17 in terms of his running back, his actual running back RDP. So that's interesting between those guys. I mean, I think you could make a case that they have very similar ranges of outcomes this year, but there's a pretty big difference in terms of the cost. So I think that's interesting, and maybe an arbitrage opportunity. It's probably more of an argument you don't take Eckler. I don't know who's going to trade you Aaron Jones plus for Eckler. But it's probably an argument to say, hey, you pass on Eckler and you take Aaron Jones and some other guys sort of in that range. So that's the Green Bay crossover portion of this podcast. We'll also look here at the rest of the positions. Keenan Allen, 13th. Mike Williams, 14th in underdog, which, again, those are going to outpace their actual dynasty costs. 29 in terms of dynasty cost for Allen. And when you look at Mike Williams, he's 33rd. So I think Mike Williams is probably an interesting bet. I have some spots that that I have some need at wide receiver, and I think that he's one of the guys that I'll potentially go after. So just to try and fill that spot, right? There's some good equity there, I think it's interesting. Then when you look down the list here at tight end, you have Gerald Everett, 17th at underdog. Again, that kind of blends in. And then you look at him in Dynasty, he's 24th. So a little bit of equity there that might be more of a, hey, he's more interesting at cost than maybe I necessarily am reaching on him. Like Hayden Hurst is like ahead of him by like a round or so. I guess interesting. I'm interested in Donald Parham later on, assuming that he can get healthy, would be another one that I would think about. So yeah, that'll pretty much do it for this episode. Again, this is a pretty straightforward team. The big thing that I'm looking for is backup running back, and then, you know, what ceilings do they reach? Because I think the ceiling is as high as it can get, and they have that plenty in their range of outcomes. So I hope that helped you here. Again, we got one last one. We'll do Cleveland here at the beginning of next week, and then we'll get wrapping up some of the miscellaneous content that we have here for the offseason, some regression stuff that I've been working on. We'll get all that out to you as well. So that'll pretty much do it for this edition. And until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.